there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Amen. God will surely make a way, no matter how impossible it seems. He will make a way, but for those who remain steadfast in faith. You know, because oftentimes we give up. We give up, and then some other things happen along the line. But as long as we continue to wait, just as the first reading today, the prophet Habakkuk waited. He waited. So we are talking about this powerful reality called faith. It changes everything. It changes everything. It's at the center of our life. It is what, motivates us to do things. It's what motivates us to continue living. It is an inspirational reality. An inspirational reality. It brings stability and unity to our life, even relationships, It is what actually makes us become good friends of God. Good friends of God. Faithful friends of God. Faithful friends of God. And God, knowing this very well, he sowed this seed of faith as soon as we are baptized. Because it becomes our vehicle through life. It's vehicle. Vehicle is very important. You know, cars, motor cars are very important for journey. You know, so it's our own invisible vehicle that takes us through life. Through life. We need it. It's important. We need it. It is also what connects us with God. Necessarily connects us with God, connects us with this with spiritual realm, connects us with the material world. With the material world. For us to better understand or have clarity of the material world, we need faith. And faith is essentially a relationship with God. Faith is not just about believing in certain truth, but it's essentially a relationship with God. And like all relationships, it can wax and wane if we do not handle it carefully. It can wax and wane. And for it to be sustained and continue to grow like relationships are supposed to, there has to be constant communication and regular loving gestures, you know, for a faith community, for a man or a woman of faith. You must be a man of prayer. You must have constant communication with God. And then, of course, you must also find yourself in a believing community. They are your support group. That's where the loving gestures come in, to continue to oil the faith, oil the relationship. So you oil this relationship or call faith with prayer and loving service or loving gestures. But if you want this relationship to become disconnected or both parties become disconnected, well, just stay away from communication. Maybe once in a while you communicate. Then maybe once in a while you carry out one big loving gesture. It will not work. It has to be simple, steady, regular gestures. The same thing goes with communication. It goes with communication, and that's how it works. You know, in our lives, very often we act either like people without faith or people with faith, consciously or unconsciously. But we need faith seriously as Christians if we must really remain faithful as God's friends and faithful to one another. Because the Bible, from Hebrew, Hebrew says, the righteous man walks by faith and not by sight, not by appearances. Because the man or the woman of faith pierces through things. But the man or a woman who does not have faith looks only at the surface. He looks only at the surface. But the man or woman who has faith sees deeper. He or she sees through things. He sees through crisis. He or she sees through people. He or she sees through events. But a man or woman of faith who does not have faith sees only stops at the surface. And sometimes that can be discouraging. It can be discouraging. And when you bring two people who have experienced the same reality, a man of faith sees it differently and interprets it differently from the one who does not have faith. So you can see the distinctive nature of the Christian faith, the Christian faith. Even as we are here, a man, a woman of faith sees the whole celebration differently and acts differently or approaches it differently, because he or she is seeing something that many of us are not seeing. He sees something that all of us are not seeing. So there is always that kinship between a man of faith and the outward realities, as well as the unseen or the invisible realities. So looking at the readings of today from the prophecy of Habakkuk, just like those who had gone before him, he is feeling the burden of office. He's feeling the burden of mission, you know, and he was discouraged because of what was before him. The reading speaks of destruction, it speaks of violence, it speaks of all kinds of misfortunes, and all of these were before Habakkuk. And Habakkuk was helpless before them. You know, they are forms of crisis. He was helpless, and only God knows how many times he must have prayed. He must have prayed, because when you listen to that reading, he says, "How long, God? How long will this keep going? I have called and talked to you, you know, but you seem to be quiet. You seem to be silent. It was almost like God had failed, seemingly failed. But then, because of his steadfastness, because he persevered, he heard God's voice, or God gave him some insight, because that's what happens to people of faith. They receive insights. So he must have received some kind of insights, or he heard God's voice telling him, in due time I will intervene and save those who trust in me. Remember, it didn't say, I'm going to save everybody, but I will save only those who trust in me. That also telling us again, or affirming what Jesus said. He said, those who persevere to the end will wear the crown of glory. They will wear the crown of glory. And this happens in our life as individuals. I mean, we have all kinds of crises. We have all kinds of crises. But a man of faith, we see those crises differently. But remember, it is not something that comes overnight. It is something that you have to struggle over time. But at the same time, you have a relationship with God. So in the process of all that struggles, you grow in your faith. You become more enlightened. So we're talking about faith, which, you know, it is something that is impossible to exaggerate the value of faith. It's impossible. Because faith, without faith, there is no reason for anything in the world. There's no reason for anything, and nothing is in its proper place. Because everything will become unintelligible and unbearable without God. So faith gives meaning to life. Faith also gives vision. Because like some people say, that a life without vision is like a night without stars. Vision, it comes through faith. And faith helps us to keep going. It helps us to keep going in difficult times. And that reminds me of this particular woman, Rose Kennedy, who was the mother of the Kennedy clan, which also included John Kennedy, who eventually became the president of the United States of where? United States of America or of America, right? So, you know, we are told that this woman was a woman of great faith. A woman of great faith. You know, and she truly needed to have that faith because this woman saw the assassination of two of her sons. She needed it. So that when she was now being interviewed, you know, she said, and I quote, "I have come to the conclusion that the most important element in human life is faith. I have come to the conclusion." It was a long trip she took. "I have now come to the conclusion." You know, that tells you she must have gone through a lot of struggles, painful struggles. "I have now come to the conclusion that the most important element in human life is faith. And if God were to take away all blessings like health, wealth, intelligence, and leaving me with just one thing, I would ask for faith. I would ask for faith. Why? Because with faith in God, in his goodness, because it takes a man or woman of faith to begin to see the overall goodness of God. Faith in his goodness, faith in his mercy, faith that God is merciful. You know, it takes a man or a woman of faith to really begin to understand that and embrace it. That faith in his mercy, faith in the fact that he loves me, that he loves me as an individual, that God loves me, and you are convinced of that. No matter what I am going through, no matter the fact that I lost my two children, God still loves me. And also the belief in everlasting life, because we have a destination. We have a destination. We are not just here for nothing. We are on a journey, and there is a destination, and that destination is everlasting life for those who persevere. For those who persevere. Now, I believe in that everlasting life, as she continued, that I believe I can still be happy. I believe I can still be trustful. And then leaving all to this God, or God's inscrutable providence. Leaving all to God's inscrutable providence. This is really a woman of faith, born out of series of crises in her life. Because it takes crisis for us to really come to terms with faith reality. And like I said, faith grows. It grows. It doesn't. It's not stagnant. It's not just in one place. Just like relationship is supposed to grow, faith grows. But it depends on you. Or how well you handle it, because it's so delicate. Just as relationships are delicate, faith is also very delicate.